And now we turn to two political analysts who weigh in on Senator Obama's presidential campaign. We've got Melissa Harris-Lacewell, Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton, and also with us Larry Sabato, Director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Welcome to you both, and responses, first of all, Larry first.
Well, thank you. Look, Obama has a real shot. That's all you can say right now. The field on the Democratic side is structured so that Obama could manage to get the nomination, though it won't be easy. But it's not as though he's running against candidates who are so heavily favored that it becomes impossible for him to succeed. So, the race question, so many of these other questions tend to fade as a campaign moves forward, and that's what I guess is going to happen here.
Now, Melissa, what do you think? Did you hear anything that surprised you from David, or is the campaign playing it safe so far?
Well, I think mostly what I heard was a lot of what depressed me from the senior strategist, David Axelrod. Barack Obama was polling at 31 in Chicago among African Americans at the beginning of the Senate race and absolutely did pull in 95% of the African American vote. But his opponent in that race was Alan Keyes. He also pulled in something like 70% of the white vote. Now, that's simply not going to happen in the presidential race. They can't expect that they're going to be running against virtually no one. So, I really believe that Barack Obama has good answers to the questions that you posed. In other words, he has taken some controversial stances. He should have a clear message around which his campaign is organized. As you pointed out, John Edwards is very clearly talking about poverty, inequality, the growing gap in wealth, the ways in which the middle class and the working class can no longer aspire the way they once were able to. We need Barack Obama's senior strategist to be able to tell us in very clear language, beyond the audacity of hope, what this campaign is about. And until he can do it, this notion that hope or optimism or bringing people together is enough to win the presidency is simply foolhardy.
All right. Again, I'm going to go to Larry first and then to you, Melissa. Let's analyze a little bit of where Barack Obama falls in the scheme of black presidential candidates. You had Shirley Chisholm in 1972, Jesse Jackson in 84 and 88. Last time around, you had Carol Moseley Braun, former Senator Reverend Al Sharpton. Is Barack Obama a new kind of African-American candidate, Larry?
Of course. I would compare him more to Colin Powell than to anybody that you've just mentioned. The others you mentioned were protest candidates or minor candidates, and they didn't have any realistic prospect of even winning the nomination, much less a general election. Had Colin Powell run for president in 1996, his biggest task, or bigger task, would have been winning the Republican nomination. He might well have been elected president had he been the Republican nominee. Clinton was weaker at that time than people understood. But Barack Obama is in a class by himself because he does have a real opportunity to win the Democratic nomination. It's difficult to say how big an opportunity. And I would disagree with Melissa a little bit about the focus of the campaign. This is a campaign that could very easily be shaped almost entirely by the war in Iraq. You won't necessarily have to have a candidate coming up with a compelling platform. It's where they position themselves on Iraq that could produce a nomination in an election.
Melissa,
got a great advantage there.
All right, Melissa, we've only got about a minute left. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, again, on this question of race, Obama's senior strategist telling us that he hopes there won't be people who will vote against Obama because he's African-American. But that is wishful thinking. We know, of course, that there will be an enormous population of voters who are, in fact, going to vote against Barack or at least vote for some other candidate because of his race. Given that that is true, I do think it's going to be quite important for the Obama camp to make a decision about how they're going to address the race question on a consistent basis. the ways in which they're going to develop a sense of trust among African-American voters, a sense of hope and optimism as they're trying to build amongst white voters, but also sort of a realistic view that there is continues to be some real racial opposition to an African-American candidate for the U.S. presidency.
All right. Well, Melissa Harris-Lacewell is Associate Professor of Politics and African-American Studies at Princeton University. She joined us from the studios of Princeton University. And from phone, Larry Sabato, Director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just ahead, is Iran helping Iraqi insurgents? We weigh the latest evidence, plus the Grammys, winners and losers.